So Malachas Kosev, what is the gedder of the Malach of Kosev? There's a Machokas Tanaim in the Mishnah about whether the Malacha is Roshem or Kosev. According to Rashi, it sounds like the Iker Machlokas is that the Tanakama holds that the Av is Ksivas Haos, and that's what they did in the Mishkan. They actually wrote letters, as Rashi on Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph says, that Shai Roshmin al Krashe HaMishkan Leida Eza Ben Zugo, right? So they would write one letter on Os Bezu. So the Chachamim say that the Av is Kosev, Ksivas Osios. Luch Ora, what if you wrote Rishimos? You're not going to be Chayev, and it's not even going to be a Tolda. Might be Asher Midrabanan, but it would not be Asher Del Raisa, not a Tolda. And Reb Yossi says, no, base Rishimos, two markings, is the Av, because that's what they did in the Mishkan. After all, in the Mishkan, they didn't need letters. They just needed simanim, so they knew the order of the krashim. And therefore, the Av, the Mechayev, is Mishum Roshem. Now, not clear, according to Rashi, are Reb Yossi and the Chachamim disagreeing about what happened in the Mishkan? Like, according to the Chachamim, they wrote letters, and according to Reb Yossi, they wrote Rishimos. They just made markings. Or perhaps Reb Yossi would say, even if they happened to write letters in the Mishkan, Leida Ben Zugo, but that wasn't the point. That wasn't the point. Really, the point was just to know what was next to each other. They could have just as easily done Rishimos, and therefore we can't say whether or not they practically wrote letters or didn't write letters isn't important. There's not necessarily a machlokas in Mitzios what they did in the Mishkan, because Reb Yossi is saying, look, let's look at the purpose. And the purpose of the Mishkan was just Roshem. It didn't matter. Maybe they wrote letters, maybe they didn't write letters. Letters, numbers, symbols, signs, they would all be the same. And therefore, Reb Yossi extrapolates that the Av is Roshem. And what's the machlokas between the Tanakama and Reb Yossi? Why would the Tanakama disagree? Maybe because he thinks Roshem isn't Chashav. Maybe because in the Mishkan Lamaisa they wrote Osios, so therefore that should define the Malacha. Not so clear. What's important though is L'chora, according to Rashi, the Chachamim Pater Roshem. So if you made a mark without writing a letter, then you're going to be Pater according to the Chachamim. Now the Rambam in the Pirshei Mishnayos disagrees. He writes that Bein Latanakama, Bein Reb Yossi, Roshem is Chayev. What's the difference then? The Tanakama holds Roshem is a Tolda de Kosev, and Reb Yossi holds it's an Av. So according to the Chachamim, and the Rambam, by the way, says the same thing in the Mishnah Torah, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Yud Zayin. The Rambam writes, even though, again, we follow the Chachamim, not Reb Yossi, the Rambam writes, Roshem told us Kosefu, Ketzad HaRoshem Rishamim Vitzuris Bekosel. Probably the correct Girsa is Kochel. That's what the Ksav Yad Teimanim writes, and it reads a lot smoother that way. So we'll say like that. HaRoshem Rishamim Vitzuris Bekochel Uvesheichar. V'sheshar, sheshar is another color, like red. So if you write pictures in blue or red, ukiyotze ben kedach shatzeyan roshmin, harei zachayev mishum kosev. So the Rambam writes that Roshem is a tolda of kosev, even according to the Chachamim. So that's the machlokas. According to Rambam, Rashi, Roshem is pater. According to the Rambam, Roshem is chayev medin tolda. Now, parenthetically, the interesting question is, in what way is Roshem a tolda? In other words, what's the pshat in the Rambam? How is Roshem a tolda, right? At the beginning of the year, if you remember, we saw the Kalkelas HaShabbos, who said that there's two types of tolda. One is a tolda that's dom in the tachlis. It's different in the pu'ula. It's dom in the tachlis. And the other one is it's dom in the pu'ula. It's different in the tachlis. So certainly 99% of the toldos we've thought of thus far, we've considered thus far, maybe even 100% of the toldos, have all been situations of toldos that are similar in the tachlis, even if they're different in the pu'ula. So for example, Zomer is chayev mishum zoreya. It's totally different in the pe'ula, but in terms of the tachlis, since it promotes growth, it's a tolda. So what type of tolda is roshim? So let's say, you know, drawing a picture. I mean, if you drew a picture to convey information, like hieroglyphics, then fine. Then it's easy to understand that it's similar in terms of the tachlis. But that's not what the Rambam's talking about. The Rambam, I go ahead and I make swirls on my wall for a decoration, right? Nice, lovely swirls. So that's chayiv. What does that have anything to do with kosev? So if you look at the tachlis, then I would think they have nothing to do with each other. One is about conveying information, and one is about decorating. So one possibility is to say that this is actually an example of a tolda that's dome in the pe'ula. In the pe'ula, they're very similar. I'm taking ink and writing on a surface. In just one case it's letters, one case it's swirls. So if you say that we're talking about a case of a tolda that's dom in the pu'ula, not in the tachlis, then it's very easy to understand why there's a tolda. If you don't want to say that, and there's good reason to perhaps deny the possibility, so maybe we will say that it's still similar into the tachlis, especially because perhaps the tachlis isn't about conveying meaning. Right. For example, the ksiva that was in the Mishkan when they wrote the letters on the krashim, was that about conveying meaning? So this, we're not going to answer this question just yet, but this question highlights this question, meaning why is roshem a told of kosher from the Rambam? It highlights, just one second, a very fundamental question of how do we define kosev? Is kosev about conveying meaning? Is it about writing letters? If it's about writing letters, so then you could say, okay, writing letters is the av, and writing swirls is the tolda. If it's about conveying meaning, that's less obvious. And this is going to come up in many questions. We're going to consider when we talk about the shir, shteosios, and where does the shir come from? Is it about the fact that words are about meaning and words are minimally two letters? So we're going to come back to this question a lot. So this question, just to clarify, and then I'd like to hear what you all have to say, of why roshem is a tolda gets to the heart of what the nature of the av is. Again, is the av about conveying meaning? In which case, if it's a tolda, maybe you have to say it's a tolda that's dome in the pe'ula, though it's different in the tachlis. Or no, maybe we shouldn't define the av as having to do with conveying meaning through writing. And this question also relates to the question of why Rashi would disagree. In other words, why is it that according to Rashi, roshem is not a tolda? According to Rashi, roshem is pater, not chayev. And again, why is that? Why wouldn't it be a tolda? So part of that question is how do you define it? Yes, Gabe and some other people had a hara.
What would it mean for something to be a letter if it wasn't conveying meaning?
It doesn't mean, well, in the case, like we said, in the case
letters are scribbles that humans decided convey.
Okay, but so that's exactly the point. In other words, if we look at the example of the Mishkan, is it, even though they happened to write letters, it wasn't about conveying meaning.
Why? It gave them information.
They would know one is next to the other. They could have equally used. Okay, well, if you're going to call that conveying meaning, then Okay, maybe. That's you.
That's just as much meaning as if I decide this squibble means horse and I write it by a picture of a horse.
Okay, good. So if you're going to say it that way, so then again, so maybe we will say that the melacha is about writing letters. Letters are usually written to convey meaning, but it need not be about conveying meaning, which is why we could say that making decorations is a tolda. So let's see. As I said, I think we're not ready to fully answer this question. I'd like to look for more evidence as we go through the melacha, and Be'ezras Hashem, we will see some. Now, there are a lot of nafkaminas between Rashi's Mahalech and the Rambam. For example, we paskin like the Rambam that roshem is a tolda, and that's why the poskim say that taking pictures or x-rays or are chayav, or potentially chayav, mishum kosev, because it's not just if you hold that the melacha is, if you hold that roshem is an iser d'oraisa, so now you have to start, it's a much more broad definition of the melacha. And likewise, questions like video cameras and surveillance, all these things are going to be very tricky questions to solve. We're not going to do them just yet. But because we accept the view of the Rambam in Shulchan Aruch, there are a lot of questions of kosev that are going to come up, as I said, like video cameras and the like. Now, as we said, according to Reb Yossi, so then this is very interesting. Let's take for a moment, try to understand the Rambam's view about according to Reb Yossi. Again, according to Chachamim, kosev is the av and roshem is a tolda. According to Reb Yossi, both of them are avos. Both of them are avos. So what's the nafkamina? So the Rambam writes that if you just wrote two osios, you're chayv mishum roshim. That's what Rabbi Yossi would say. Because in the keresh, there was only one letter on each keresh. But if you wrote more than two letters, the Rambam says you're chayv mishum kosev, right? Which is the lashon of Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi says, Rabbi Yossi omer, lo chiyavu shtei osios ala mishum kosev. In other words, shtei osios. So according to the Rambam, it sounds like if you wrote, let's say, four letters, you'd be chayv two chatos, according to Rabbi Yossi. One chatos alts roshem and one chatos alts kosev. Now, does that mean, by the way, that according to the Rambam, according to Rabbi Yossi, there are 40 melachos, not 39? So the Chassam Sofer points out it's gishmak. This is Rabbi Yossi l'shitaso, because Rabbi Yossi says that kiboy is l'lav yatzasa. So memela, you have 39 according to Rabbi Yossi as well. 39. Why? Because he says kosev and roshem are two different melachos. The Or Sameach tries to say that mesartate is a tolda of roshem. Now, there's, remember, one of the 39 melachos was mesartate. So for us, the Chachamim, it's an independent melacha. For Reb Yossi, it would be a tolda of roshem. Anyhow, and that's why, I don't know if it's muchrach, but it is very interesting that in the same halacha that the Rambam writes roshem, he writes mesartate. Anyway, so that's what the Rambam writes. I'll just read you the Lashon and the Pirush Mishnayos, because it's such an interesting idea and we have to try to figure out what it means. The Rambam writes like this. Again, I'm reading from the Pirush Mishnayos. V'naf kamina hayoso mishum kosev o mishum roshem ki ladas ha'omer mishum kosev, meaning according to the Tanakhama, yischayev beis al beis osios kishakasav ksiva b'shabes b'shogeg d'achar kein kasav beis osios behalamechad enochayav ela achas. So if you wrote two osios, and then you wrote two osios, you'd be chayv one chatas according to the Chachamim, lefishi melacha achas, because kosev and roshem is one melacha. V'omer mishum roshem, Mona Roshem Avos Malachos Yishai Shtayim. According to Rabbi Yossi, that Roshem is among the Avos Malachos Yishai Shtayim. So this is very, very hard to understand. And the Minchas Chinuch raises this question. He says, I don't understand why according to Rabbi Yossi Yishai Shtayim. You just did the same thing, right? You didn't do Roshem at all. You just wrote two more letters. In other words, if you were to say that Chveis, if I wrote two letters and then I swiggled some nice swiggly lines, so then according to Chachamim al Chayv Achas, because I did an Av and a Tolda Behel Mechad, but according to Rabbi Yossi, you're Chayv Shtayim because you did two different Avos. So that would make a lot of sense. That's like a great Nafgamina. But that's not what the Rambam says. The Rambam says you wrote letters and then more letters. So either they're all Roshim, they're all Kosev. How in the world does it make any sense that the Rambam says that according to Rabbi Yossi, you're Chayv Shtayim, right? This is the Rambam says, I'm going to tell you the Nafgamina, the main Nafgamina. The Rambam says between Kosev, between Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim, you have two Chatos or one Chatos if you write four letters. So it's very, very strange, very hard to understand. So the answer is that you have to look carefully at the Lashon and the Pirush Mishnayos. And I saw the point made by the Divrei Yecheskel. I put part of this piece in your Makoros that I sent you. You should read the whole piece if you have a chance. You get it on Bar Ilan. It's a very, very insightful piece in many aspects of Melechus Kosev. So he points out that if you look at the Rambam very carefully, he writes that, I'll read you the Lashon and now you'll pay attention, right? Keshekasav ksiva b'shabes b'shogeg. The Achar came Kasav base osios behelamechad. Then, according to Chamim, Chayv Achas, according to Rav Yossi, Chayv Shtayim. So what does he say? You wrote ksiva, and then he wrote shtei osios. So what does that mean? What do you mean? Right, the way I read it before is you wrote two osios, and then he wrote two more osios. But that's not what the Rambam said. The Rambam says you wrote ksiva, and then he wrote two osios. So clearly, what the Rambam means over here is that you wrote shtei osios. When he says you wrote shtei osios, he means two osios that have no meaning, like a yud and an aleph or something. And that's why the Rambam calls it shtei osios as opposed to ksav. And the point is that if you wrote two letters that have meaning and two letters that don't have meaning, according to Rabbi Yossi, ksiva and rishima, which are shtei melachos, and you'd be chayv shtayim. But according to the Tanakhama, that roshem is a tolda, so then you'd only be chayv achas, because it would be an av, and the tolda didei. So this actually gets back to the point that Gabe was bringing up. In other words, letters without meaning, at least as a word, is a different melacha, according to Rabbi Yossi, than letters with meaning. So if you wrote first two letters that have meaning and then two letters without meaning, so according to the Chachamim, you're Chayv Achas, that's an Av and it's Tolda. And according to Rabbi Yossi, the Rambam says, you're Chayv Shtayim, that's two different Avos. Because Roshem is not just about swirls and images and signs and the like. Rather, Roshem is anything that is in a word. That's what the Rambam says in the Pirush HaMishnayos. We'll see in a moment whether the Rambam holds that way in Mishnah Torah. But let's go back to the basic question. So again, we're trying to figure out the geder of the Malacha. And we're considering now nafkaminas between Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan. So according to the Rambam, so far we've seen one nafkamina between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbanan is if you wrote two letters that had meaning, two letters without meaning. According to the Rabbanan, you're chayev achas. According to Rabbi Yossi, you're chayev shtayim. Rashi tells us the more straightforward nafkamina is you wrote rishimos. You wrote markings that were not letters. According to the Tanakhama, you're only chayv for osios, maybe also numbers. It's an interesting thing to think about or something like that. But according to Rabbi Yossi, you would be chayv.
Wouldn't you not be chayv for numbers according to Rashi?
No, I think pashtus is you would be. I think you pashtus you would be. But it's just interesting to think about.
Why?
If we said that... Why would you be chayiv?
Because there's no difference between a number and a letter, presumably. A letter, a number is just adding to the alphabet.
I mean, it's not. Like, I thought that was goofy.
It's a symbolic character.
Yeah, but meaning, I thought that was goofy what the Rambam was saying was the difference between Roshem and Kosev. Like, you're using the same symbols. You're using letters for both of them. But Roshem is giving a meaning which isn't specific to the letter. You could use anything to indicate a number, that you're going to number them, you're going to count the Krushim. But that's not Kosev. Kosev means that I'm using the letter to indicate a meaning unique to the letter. That if I spell something, so the letter has a unique...
But isn't a number unique to the number? I don't know,
to say something slightly different, to say what Yoni, I don't know, along those lines, that the number one is much more like a hieroglyph than it's like a letter. The letters convey sounds, but the number one is a word. The number one is the equivalent of like letters they have in like Asian languages and things like that. It doesn't convey a sound that you make. It conveys an entire concept, which arguably makes it more similar to drawing a picture than to drawing.
But sometimes so does a letter, at least in English. I or A.
Yeah, also but in English isn't actually ksav. Anyway.
Okay, so that's where I think this is interesting. I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying, though. Numbers also are characters that also make up words, and the like. So I for that matter, your example, the hieroglyphs, it's an interesting shaila. You know, I think according to Rashi, it might be the case that if you write in hieroglyphics, you would be chayiv mishum kosev. The Rashi is only pottering you when you make things that are that just rishimos. I would think, you know. I would have thought,
all
but again, let's keep on going. We have evidence. I would have thought that according to Rashi, and I understand your suggestion, I would think that you're still using it too narrowly. And especially because, as I said, in the Mishkan, even though they happened to use letters, you weren't using letters to make up words. You were just using letters in a certain sense, basically, in place of numbers, right? When they wrote Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet on the Krushim, really, they were just using letters in place of numbers. And so that's why I would think that you are chayiv for numbers, according to Rashi.
But this is all assuming we don't read Rashi like Rav Yah, right?
Let's get there. Now, another, so that's one nafkamina between, we now have two potential nafkaminas, at least. Rashi's nafkamina is if you, Rashi's nafkamina is if you write non-letters, Rishimos. Rambam's nafkamina is Shtayim Pelamechad. Another nafkamina that the Gemara says is Kasav Bismol. According to Rabbi Yossi, if you write with your left hand, you're Chayev. And according to the Chachamim, you are Pater, because it's Shelo Kedarko. Now, what does that mean? And why is that true? Right? Clearly, Rabbi Yossi would agree. Let's say I write a book, a whole book, a whole letter, with my left hand. So Rabbi Yossi would say, you're Chayev. Chachamim would say, you're Pater. Rabbi Yossi agrees that it's very, this is an unusual thing to do. It's not a very common thing to do. But he still says, you're chayev. And l'chora, the pshat is, l'chora pachos with him, Rabbi Yossi, is that the p'tur of shelo kedarko is totally in the geder of the av. It's not just, and we've had this idea before, actually. We talked about this in a couple of places, that the p'tur of shelo kedarko isn't just, I do something weird. But rather, in a certain sense, it's a much more conceptual Ptur, at least much of the time. And therefore, even though when I write with a letter with my left hand, a letter meaning something you send in the mail, I write a letter with my left hand, it's a weird shelo kedarko in a certain sense, but since the mechayev is roshem, so memeila, you're going to be chayev. That's what Rabbi Yossi says. Because alts roshem, it's not shelo kedarko, right? And you know, when people just need to write rishimos, right? Lamashal. Let's imagine it was like in a mishkan. I don't know. I'm building my sukkah, and I did this year, right? After I built the sukkah, I wanted to remember the order of the planks that I used. So I numbered them. I wrote down numbers, right? So I happened to write numbers, but I could have written letters. I could have written symbols. I could have written just slashes. And I could have used my right hand or my left hand equally. It didn't really matter. And therefore, if the mechayev is roshem, then you're chayev b'smol. If the mechayev is kosev, so then you're pater. Because ksiva b'smol is certainly shelo kedarko. Now, according to the Rambam, so even though he says that according to the Tanakhama, roshem is a tolda, nevertheless, he says you're pater b'smol, right? Perek Yud Aleph, halacha Yud Aleph. And this is strange, because the simple reading of the Gemara is, if you think roshem is chayav, so then you're chayav if you write b'smol. If you think roshem is pater, then you're pater if you write b'smol. But according to Rambam, roshem is chayav, and yet, if you write b'smol, you're pater. So why should that be? Why should that be? So we could answer this maybe in a technical way or maybe in a more fundamental way. The Minchas Chinuch answers this in a technical way. He simply says that you can't be chayev on the tolda more than the av. So since the av, you're pater b'smol, and roshem is a tolda of kosev, so the tolda can't be more powerful than the av, and therefore your pater on kosev b'smol, according to Chachamim. Whereas according to Rabbi Yossi, since it's an independent malacha, you could be chayev. However, in that sefer, the Divrei Yechezkel, he's docha that svara. He says that we only say that when it's in the Hagdara of the Malacha, but not a Shinui, which is just something in the Pula Sagavra, Ayin Sham. But he argues that according to the Rambam, if you're Roshem Bismolo, you're Chayev, actually. The Rambam says you're Pater. The Rambam simply says if you're Kosev Bismol, you're Pater. There are some Echas Mesupik about this point also. In other words, an amazing thing. The Rambam says if you're Kosev Bismol, you're Pater. Yeah, if you're Kosev Bismol. If you're roshim b'smol, then you would be chayev.
Could I?
I think that chayev mishum roshim told the kosev. I think that that's also difficult in the lashon of the Rambam. And it sounds to me, for the Rambam, that even though the chachamim are mechayevim mishum roshim as a tolda, it's not the same roshem as Rabbi Yossi. That's what you see from this Rambam. In other words, it's not the pshat, according to the Rambam, that whatever Rabbi Yossi says you're chayev on, I think you're chayev on Alts Tolda. And certainly, that is what emerges if you read the Rambam like the Bir Halacha reads the Rambam at the end. If we look back at the Rambam, when does the Rambam, at least in Mishneh Torah, now, this may or may not be consistent with what he says in Pirshei Mishnayos. The Bir Halacha thinks it's not consistent. He thinks the Rambam was Choser. But if you look at what the Rambam says, is Chayev Mishum Roshem in the Mishneh Torah, what is the examples he gives? He gives making designs like artists do. That's Roshem. It's not that you're chayev on shtei sritos. The Rambam doesn't say anywhere you're chayv on shtei sritos. The Rambam says if you write letters, you're chayv mishum kosev, and if you make artistry, you're chayv mishum roshim. Now, this point is actually a machlokas, as I said, between the Magid Mishnah and the Bir Halacha. The Magid Mishnah disputes this. And the reason why the Magid Mishnah disputes this is because the Magid Mishnah takes what he says in the Pirshei Mishnayos and assumes that must be what he means in the Mishnah Torah as well. So the Magid Mishnah writes, Pirshei Rabbeinu b'Pirshei Mishnah, Shadas Rabbi Yossi, Hi Yisha Roshem Hu Av B'fnei Atzmo, V'ksiva Shtei Osios B'Vad, Hu Mishum Roshem, L'fi Shekach Hayosim B'Mishkan, V'en Alach Kemoso, Ela Toldos Kosifu. Ein Sham. That's basically his Mahalech. And this, by the way, is also the view of the Magid Mishnah. He writes this Lahalacha, the Magid Mishnah, not the Magid Mishnah, that's the Ram, also the view of the Magid Avram. Magid Avram, Shinchav Gimel, Sif Katan Hei. The context over there, the Rush writes that you could make little holes in a paper for a simen to mark, let's say, how many chavios of yayin a person is going to buy. We'll get to this actually when we get to the Derabbanan Dinim of Kosev, but the Chachamim permitted certain types of selling on Shabbos, as long as it's not done in a way that fully resembles a sale. And exactly how you do this, we'll get to it a little later. This is actually, by the way, Lamaisa comes up that might be relevant in, you know, people sometimes want to make reservations in a restaurant before Shabbos and come on Shabbos. They have this in the city or in Eretz Yisrael at the hotels. It also comes up in the calf, right, where they basically sell meal tickets on Shabbos. Is that okay? So we have to figure it out. But we'll get back to that a little later. But anyway, so let's imagine that you're basically, selling wine in this permissible way on Shabbos. But you need to know how many bottles of wine the guy bought. So the Rush says you could sort of make little holes, indentations on a piece of paper, to know how many barrels the guy bought. So the Magen Avraham says, according to Rambam, that Roshim is Chayev, so Kol Shekain, if you make a neck of Lesimin, it's going to be Chayev. In other words, a simple reading of the Magen Avraham is he's learning like the Magen Mishnah. And he's saying, you know what? What Rabbi Yossi says is a separate Av, the Chachamim say is a Tolda. And therefore, according to the Rambam, if you make two sritos, it's a chiyuv chatas. And memela, if you make little holes or indentations in a piece of paper, which is like sritos, so then you're chayev. And therefore, what the Rush says is matel chatchila. According to the Rambam, is an iser deraisa. This is another nafkamina between, let's say the Rambam and Rashi. That's what the Magid Avram says. And that's, more or less what follows from the Magid Mishnah's understanding of the Rambam. And as I said, if you learn that way, so then to explain why the Rambam says kosei the smallest potter, you're probably going to have to say something more along the lines of the Minchas Chinuch. That it's just the Tolda can't be more expansive than the Rambam, they're more chamor than the Av. But the Bir Halacha says, no, that's actually really not what the Rambam says. The Rambam in Mishnah Torah, at the very least, does not say anywhere that you're chayev for sritos. There's no reason to assume that making little dots will be chayev according to the Rambam. The only thing that the Rambam says you're chayev for is like I said, artistry, is kederach sheha hatzayarim osim. And the Rambam, as I said, from the Lashon of the Mishnah Torah, really does sound that way, right? The only roshim that the Rambam mentions is a rishamim v'tzuros v'kol or v'kosel v'sheichar ukiyotze bohem kedar shatzayarin roshmin. So it sounds like you'd be putter for shtei sritos.
I didn't see the Rambam, but in Halacha Yud brings down Shtei Simonios, includes that in Kosev.
Oh, so what does Simonios mean according to Rambam? Excellent. Let's get back to that in a moment. What in this in the Maggid Mishnah is what we'll have to figure out what does simanios mean?
Rabbi.
What is, in other words, if does what Yossi is wondering is maybe simanios is also like sritos, right? Or dots, you know, holes in the paper. Good. So we'll get there in one moment.
Rabbi.
So just 1 second. So as I said, the Bir Halacha thinks that this is why the Rambam says you're pater for Ksiva B'Smol. Because the Rambam's Roshem is not Rabbi Yossi's Roshem. Rabbi Yossi's Roshem is Chayav for Smol. Because if all you're doing is Sritos, so right, left, it doesn't make much difference. Right? Just like for all the other Malachos, the Pashtos, we say you're Chayav even B'Smol. So if all you're doing is Sritos, right, left, it doesn't make a difference. And therefore you're popular. So it's similar to what the Or Yechezkel saying, Yechezkel, but it's a little different. He tries to say it even without saying the Rambam was closer. So again, we have basically, there are really three Mahalchim we said, but just to simplify, two Mahalchim as to why the Rambam says Kosev is small, is Potter, even though at the same time he said that Roshem is a Tolda of Kosev. Possibility number one is that the Rambam really, this is the Maggid Mishnah, the Rambam really holds that whatever Rabbi Yossi is Machayev Mishum Av, the Chachamim would be Machayev Mishum Tolda. And if that's true, so then you have to say that Ksiva B'Smol is Potter because the Tolda can't be more Chamor than Yav. Or, no. The other approach is to say the Rambam, the Chachamim's Roshem is not Rabbi Yossi's Roshem. Rabbi Yossi's Roshem is any type of marking, even Sritos. And therefore, Rabbi Yossi's Mechayev B'Smol. The Chachamim's Roshem is not nearly as expansive. The Chachamim simply say that just like you're Chayev for writing letters, so too, you're also chayiv for other forms of artistry, mishum roshim. Artists don't write with their left hand, so vada they'd be potter. And not only that, but sritos would also be potter. Sritos would also be potter. Now, an interesting thing, by the way, where you might see something along these lines is that we said before, that according to the Rambam and the Perish Mishnayos, letters that have no meaning is Roshem, at least according to Rabbi Yossi. And the question is, what would the Chachamim say about that? That might already give you indications that the Chachamim's Roshem is not the same as Rabbi Yossi, even in the Perish Mishnayos. Anyhow, so that's the basic machlokas between, we'll call it the Bir Halacha and the Maggid Mishnah about how to understand the Rambam's Shita by Roshem. Now, let's go back to some of the proofs. So the Bir Halacha writes that one of his rayos, well, what are the rayos for the Bir Halacha? Right, number one, strongest raya, is the fact that the only example of Roshem that the Rambam gives are Derech HaTzayarim, not Sritos. Again, well, Yossi's question about Samanim, we're going to get back to in just 1 minute. Raya number two is that, and the Bir Halacha, I think, mentions if not others, say this, that the Rambam got this from the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi implies this. Number two is that the Rambam patered b'smol, which shows you that he doesn't think sritos are a melacha. Again, you could get out of that, like the Minchas Chinuch says. Raya number three is that the Rambam writes, HaKosev Shtei Alfin, well, he implies it. It's a very strong diak. We'll get to this a little more later. But the Rambam certainly implies that if you wrote Aleph Aleph, you're Pater, because it doesn't make up a word. And that's actually the simple reading of the Gemara, unless you think that the Mishnah is not like any of the Tanaim on the base. Aleph Aleph is Pater. Now, if you hold like that you're Chayv Mishum Roshim, and that Roshim, that whatever Reb Yossi says is an Av, the Chachamim would say is a Tolda, then this doesn't make much sense at all, right? Reb Yossi would certainly be Machai for Aleph Aleph. Maybe he wouldn't be Machai Mishum Kosev, so he'd be Machai Mishum Roshim. So why does the Rambam say Aleph Aleph is Potter?
Why does Reb Yossi assume he'd be Machai for Aleph Aleph?
If you look like a Bir Locha, it's very good. Because Aleph Aleph is not Kosev. And the Rambam, it's also not artistry. I mean, maybe if you decorated your wall with Alephs, you know, that then it would be Roshim and you'd be Chayev. But if you're trying to write a book and you write Aleph Aleph, you're planning to write Azreka, and you just wrote Aleph Aleph, so that's neither Kosev nor Roshim. Sorry, what were you going to say, Gabe?
Right now or 2 minutes ago?
Do you have anything you want to say right now?
Okay. So first off, I guess in the broader sugya, I was wondering that, actually a more limited question for now, how do we know where Yossi holds your pater for Aleph Aleph?
No, you'd be chayav for Aleph.
How do we know where Yossi holds your chayav for Aleph Aleph?
Well, why wouldn't you be chayav? Why isn't it different than shtei sritos?
Because those shtei sritos each bear meaning. Aleph Aleph is just a lengthy syllable that bears no meaning whatsoever. It may have the potential to bear meaning when combined with other things, but right now these Alephs don't mean anything. They don't depict anything. They're just shapes.
If you assume, well, let me ask you a different question. If you think that you need to create meaning, so then writing swirly, drawing, painting swirls on the wall should be Pater. But the Rambam says you're Chayiv even according to Chachamim.
To convey, not to convey something, not necessarily to convey information, but it needs to be conveyed.
It's decoration. It's conveying nothing. It's decorating my wall. Okay, maybe you'll tell me like modern art, you know, conveys things. I don't know, but making, you know, if you've seen the artwork in my my office, you would know that. Clearly, I think there's a lot of deep meaning in swirls, but I'm not so deep. You know, those are my sister's paintings. I just decorate my walls with nice, pretty swirls, right?
More.
Kederach Yerinosin. So there's no meaning. And you're Chayiv Mishum Roshim.
I don't know. More broadly, though, Rabbi, so we asked from the Dvar Yechezkel or whoever it was on the Minchas Chinuch that.
Yeah.
He said that this cloud that the Tolda can't be greater than the Av only applies to something that's essential to Av, not something that's auxiliary.
Yeah.
So that would all be very fine and good if Roshem were a Tolda of the Av because it was similar in the Tachlis. But if Agreed. we suggested that Roshem was only... Huh?
I agree. I think that could be an answer. Yeah. Okay. So another raya that the Bir Halacha brings is, so what would the Magid Mishnah, by the way, say about Aleph Aleph? That was a good kasha, right? In other words, according to the Magid Mishnah, why is Aleph Aleph Pater? So again, maybe the Magid Mishnah would say, and maybe this is what you were getting at, Gabe, that you're only Chayev Mishum Roshem if you're Mechavein Lershom. Right? Even base sritos are chayev because you're writing benzugo, right? You're, and even making the swirls on the wall is because I'm a chayev lirshom. So if I was planning to decorate my wall with alfin, so then yeah, I would be chayev for writing to alfin altzroshim. But if I'm a chayev lichtov, then I'm not chayev for roshim. In other words, there's two directions. You could do the av or you could do the tolda. And I think this is the answer to the question that I was asking you, Gabe, which is I said, you know, you were suggesting because you need meaning and sritos have meaning. And I said, well, if you're right, then swirls on the wall, that doesn't have any meaning. And yet the Rambam says you're chayev. So the answer is, and this is perhaps what the Magen Mishnah would say, is no, there's two drachen. There's the derech of kosev and there's the derech of roshim. If you're going to do ksiva, so then you have to, then aleph aleph is pater. And if you're going to do rishima, which is not about meaning, then it would be chayev. But if you're not mechavein for roshim, it's not the malacha of roshim, you're not decorating anything, and it's not the mechayev of kosev, and therefore you're pater. So therefore, the Magen Mishnah would say shtei sritos, where, you know, that's an effective means of organizing my krushim, would be chayev. And aleph aleph, if that was done to organize your krushim, you'd also be chayev. Or if it was done to decorate your wall, your mechavim to roshim, you'd be chayev. But if you write aleph aleph because you're planning to do azreka, so you haven't done kosev and you haven't done roshim, and therefore you're pater. That's how the Magen Mishnah would defend himself, right? In fact, you might see that even more than that in Rashi and Sanhedrin, Samach Beis and Aleph, Diwar Maschil Achas, Shehihena, where Rashi writes, I think, that according to Rabbi Yossi, Shtei Sritos is a Malacha, but if you wrote Naf from Naftali, Nun Peh, you'd be Pater, because Srita is a valuable tool. It's Chazi Lemilse, or as Gabe was saying, it conveys meaning. Whereas Naf from Naftali is nothing. It's worthless. It's zero. And likewise, Aleph Aleph. So again, let's go back. So we have this Rambam that says that your pater implies, at least, that you're pater from Aleph Aleph. So our shaila is, why are you pater from Aleph Aleph? So we have two mahalachim. Mahalach number one is the Bir Halacha, very simple, that this is not artistry, and therefore the Rambam doesn't, so there's no chayv alts roshim, and it's not ksiva, and therefore you're pater. Whereas we're going to, according to the Magen Mishnah, that Rambam holds that even sritos are chayev, so then why would aleph aleph be pater? And what we're suggesting is that according to Magen Mishnah, there's basically two mahalchim. You could try to be chayev alts kosev or alts roshim, but if it's neither kosev nor roshim, then you'll be pater. Okay, so let's turn to Yossi's question, which is, what about Beis Samanios? And this is actually very interesting. I think this is what Yossi was coming from, which is that the Yerushalmi says that another nafka mina between Rabbi Yossi and the Tanna Kamma is Samanios. Namely, according to Rabbi Yossi, you're chayev for Samanios. And according to...
I have to leave. Is that okay?
It's okay. And according to the Rabbi Yossi, you would be chayev, and according to Chachamim, you'd be pater. So why is that? So let's take a step back. What are shtei samanios? What does the Mishnah mean when it says you're chayev for shtei samanios? So Rashi says that this is talking about writing one letter in black and one letter in red. In other words, samanios is melashon samimanios. The Bach even changes the gears, I think, according to Rashi. That's what samanios means. Now, it's a difficult pshat, as Rashba points out, because the Mishnah is not talking about ink right now. That's the next Mishnah. Later on, the Mishnah starts talking about Dio and Sikra and Sama. So if that's what our Mishnah means, it should really say it over there, right? It belongs on Kuf Dalet and the base. I think perhaps the answer for Rashi is that no, the Chiddush over here, we are taking for granted that you're chayiv for red ink, as we say later on. But that's not the Chiddush over here. The Chiddush over here is that there's tziruf. Now, that you would have thought that even if I write two red letters, I'm chayiv, and I write two black letters, I'm chayiv. If I wrote one black and one red, then you're potter. Because there's no tziruf. Kamash balan, you're still chayiv. Even that's not a great answer, because then it should be also later on when we talk about things that are, you know, that the two letters have to be neg and zemza. One way or the other, that's how Rashi reads samanios. Samanios is like samimanios. Fine. That's pshat number one. Now, I think that Rashi is not explaining like Yerushalmi. There's no way that the Yerushalmi understands it like Rashi. Rashi might simply say that the Bavli disagrees with Yerushalmi, and it probably, almost certainly does. In other words, the Hemshech of the Gemara takes for granted, seems to assume that Samanios is not enough Gemina between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbanan and the Bavli. So according to the Yerushalmi, probably Samanios did not mean red ink, but the Bavli disagrees with the Yerushalmi. But according to Rambam, the Lashon of Samanios in the Mishnah is from the Lashon of Simen. Not like Rashi, it's Samanios like Samimanios, but Samanios like Simanim. That's the way the Rambam reads it. And that's certainly what it sounds like from the Yerushalmi also. And that's why the Yerushalmi thinks that, well, Simanim are nafkamina between Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan. Rabbanan require letters, right? And the Chachamim say, and Rabbi Yossi says, no, even Samanios, even Sritos, right? And we might even say, by the way, we could even say that Rambam and Rashi are Lishitasam, because according to Rashi, the Bavli is clearly against the Yerushalmi, because the Yerchaifer to Samanios, according to Rambam, not necessarily. That's why the Rashi sort of had to be daichak and say Samanios means colors. But anyway, according to Rambam, we could say that the Bavli says you're chayav for Simanios, Samanim. Now, we'll say it like this way. Even according to the Rambam, the Bavli disagrees with Yerushalmi, but only more slightly. According to the Bavli, you'd be chayav for Simanim, Lefia Tanakama. It would be B'taras Tolda. And according to Rabbi Yossi, it would be the Av. And then you could explain the Lashon of Samanios in the Mishnah Kapshuto. Now, if that's true, then, and this is more or less what Yossi was suggesting before, so then the Rambam already mentioned Roshem a little bit earlier. I had said before that the Rambam only brings up Roshem at the very end of the parak when he starts talking about the artistry on the wall. Really, the Rambam mentioned Roshem a little bit earlier when he said Samanios. So maybe in a chinami. Now, this does not undermine the mahalech of the Bir Halacha, because we could still say that it doesn't, the Samanios are also alternatives for letters. But it does certainly make things more complicated. Now, what's interesting as well is the Magid Mishnah. Because the Magid Mishnah writes that Samanios, even though, again, the Pirsh Mishnah sounds like it's a little more broad, the Magid Mishnah writes, this is Yud Aleph Yud, according to Rambam, Samanios is like nunin hafuchim, right? And the truth is that the Lashon of the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah at least sounds that way, right? What's his Lashon in the Mishnah Torah? V'kosev b'chol ksav uv'chol lashon chayev v'afilo mishnei simanios. So this afilo is not just kol ksav and kol lashon, but even simanios, like nunin hafuchim. The Rav Haigon, quoted in the Rashba, also understands that Simanios is like Nunim Hafucha. It's a Simin Ba'alma. Anyhow, so this is very similar, and this is what Yossi was saying before, this is very similar to what Rabbi Yossi says in terms of Roshim. Simanios, there isn't Ksiva, but there's still Rishima. And that's why the Yerushalmi thinks, in fact, it's a nafkamina between Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan. And then the Rambam is simply saying, well, we hold that you're chayev because we hold that the chachamim say that it's a tolda. So that's the way, that's basically the way Yossi was suggesting the Rambam saying before. This is already the tolda. In other words, in that halacha, what does he say? First, he starts with the av, right? And then he goes on to the tolda. Chok sav v'chaloshem presumably is the av. V'afilu shnei simanim is the tolda. V'afilu shnei simanios is the tolda. However, you could also say that no, simanios, even if we're going to say that simanios are also the av, simanios are like we said, nunim hafuchim or the like. And maybe simanios, I'll give you an example, a mashal. And maybe this is the way the Bir Halacha would say it. I don't remember if he addresses this, but maybe this is what he would say. Let me ask you a shayla. What about if you wrote a simin, like, I don't know, a pound sign or a percentage sign? Or all these things, ampersand. So what would you say about that? So the truth is that Gabe before was claiming, Gabe and Yoni were claiming that according to Rashi, you would be pater for those things. I was saying no, that numbers would be chaya for Rashi, pashtos, and so would these be. And therefore, simanios are co-save. Not Roshim. That's at least perhaps what you would say for the, if you read the Rambam, like the Bir Halacha. In other words, the Bir Halacha would say that Simanios are not yet Roshim. It's Kosev. Not like the Yerushalmi. Not like the Yerushalmi. The Bavli's against the Yerushalmi. And the Rambam only brings in Roshim at the very end of the parak. So again, we have two ways to read this Rambam. Two ways to read the Rambam. When the Rambam says, you're chai for Simanios. Might be Roshim, he's bringing in the Tolda now, and it's Rambam Lishitaso that it's a Tolda. And then we would say Rambam and Rashi are Lishitaso, because Rashi, who holds that you're not Chayv Mishim Roshim according to Chachamim, couldn't explain the Mishnah that it's talking about Simanios. Al Kar Chacha, you have to say that it's talking about writing letters in different color ink. Or we could say no. That the Chiddush is that Simanios are Kosev still, not Roshim, because these are characters that are symbolic of something else. They'd be like numbers, like other symbols, like a percent sign, an ampersand sign, and pound sign. And the Rambam over here, like Nunim Hafuchim. Nunim Hafuchim is even a smaller Chiddush because it's actually a letter, it's just upside down, being used as a symbol for, I guess, you know, divisions. So this is a very interesting question. Again, if we go back just generally speaking to the question of, you know, what would you say about writing a pound sign on Shabbos, Yuchayv or Pater? According to Rambam, I think you'd certainly be Chayev, though Yesh Lach, or if you'd be Chayev Alts Kosev or Alts Roshem. Probably according to the Magid Mishnah, you'd be Chayev Alts Roshem, and that's perhaps what the Yerushalmi is saying. But maybe it would be also Chayv Mishum Kosev. That's, let's say, the view of Rav Haigon at the very least. And potentially you could argue that you would even be Potter on these things if you learn like Rashi on the Mishnah. And again, maybe that's even why Rashi on the Mishnah didn't say this, right? We're going to see that there are some Rishonim, the famous position of Rabbeinu Yoel, quoted in the Or Zeruah, who holds that if you write in other languages, you're potter. You're potter if you write in English, right? So clearly, so why aren't you chayav for Simanios? So The answer, I imagine, is that Rabbeinu Yoel would read the Mishnah like Rashi. That when the Rashi, when the Mishnah says Shtei Samanios, he means you write one letter in Aleph in red and one letter in black. That's why you're Chayv, because you wrote letters. But if you write in English, so that is Roshim. Rabbi Yossi would be Machayev, but not the Chachamim. And that's, again, in line with the Yerushalmi, not in terms of how Yerushalmi reads the Mishnah, but in line with that perspective. Okay. There's so much to do. Let's just do a couple of quick points, and then we'll have to stop. So we just already talked a little bit about writing partial words when we talked about Aleph, Aleph, Dezreka. What about Shem Shimon? So according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you wrote Shem Shimon, you're Chayev. According to the Tanakhama, even if you wrote Gag from Gagin, you're Chayev. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're Potter. So Maishna, why is it that Shem Shimon is Chayev? Because it's two different letters. But Gag Migagin is, sorry, Shem Shimon is Chayev, because it's two different letters. Moreover, it has a meaning. Whereas Gag Migagin, even though it has a meaning, you're Potter, because it's one letter. L'chora, he seems to hold that there's, it's almost like Tarti L'Reyes over here. Number one is you didn't write what you were planning to write, because you were planning to write Gagin. And number two is it's only one letter. In a Mishkan, they wrote two different letters. Now, the Pashtus is that Bein L'Rabbanan, Bein L'Rabbi Yossi, your Pater from Aleph, Aleph D'Ezreka, that is the Psak, as we mentioned in the Rambam, Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Yud. The Rambam writes, HaKosev Osk Fula Pamayim, Fushem Echad, Kemo, Dad, Tat, Gag, Rar, Sas, Sas, Chach, Chayev. And the Mefarshim HaMadayik, look, he, all of his examples are two identical letters that make up a word. So Aleph Aleph would be Pater. Now, we talked about why that is, according to the Rambam. But what's very strange is it also sounds like from the Rambam that if you wrote Aleph Gimel, I'm assuming that's not a word, so then you would be Chayev. In other words, the Rambam only says you're Pater if A, it's the same letter, and B, it's not a word, right? Which is strange. In other words, why is Aleph Gimel different than Aleph Aleph? Now, Rashi on the Mishnah says Aleph Aleph is Chayev, right? That's what he understood the line in the Mishnah. When the Mishnah says Shem Echad, Rashi thought that meant like Aleph Aleph. The problem is it's against the Gemara. Rashi would presumably have to say that the Tanakhama of our Mishnah is against Rabbi Yehuda. That's only Chayev for Gag Sas. Kivager makes a similar point. In other words, it's a little difficult, but the author of our Mishnah is different, is not mentioned in that brisa later on. That now the Bir Halacha actually Sif Dalet Siman Shin Mem Sif Dalet.
Why isn't it Rav Gamliel?
What did Rav Gamliel say?
Rav Gamliel was a Yehuda of the brisa, so he says you're chayev for two identical letters that form a word.
Yeah, Aleph Aleph don't form a word. Rashi says Aleph Aleph is Chayev on the Mishnah, right? So whose view in the Braita does that correspond to? Nobody's. Right?
Yeah.
Unless you say the following, this is what the Bir Halacha suggests, that Aleph Aleph de Ezreka is Pater, because you didn't do what you were supposed to do. You were planning to write Ezreka. When Rashi says that you're chayv for Aleph Aleph, it's because that's what you wanted to write. I don't know why you wanted to write that, but for some reason you wanted to write Aleph Aleph, then you're chayv. It's kind of machshavta. If you didn't do what you were intended, Aleph Aleph Dezreka, then you're pater. In other words, I'm going to be chayv if either I did what I planned to do or I actually wrote a word, like gag. But if I neither did, so if I was planning to write gagin and I wrote gag, chayv. If I was planning to write Aleph as Reka and I wrote Aleph Aleph, I'm Potter. What if I planned to write Agav and I wrote Ag? Is that like Aleph Aleph to Ezreka and I'm Potter? Or am I Chayev because it's two different letters? That's not clear, but why should it make a difference? But it's mashma that you're potter, certainly from the Rambam. This is very, very difficult. I have a theory, but it's very radical, so maybe we'll leave it. Another ha'ara, just some small ha'aras relating to things we talked about, and then we'll stop. So the shear is, as we said, two osios, right? And the Mishnah clarifies, dafka if they're negim, zemze, two osios that relate to each other. So why dafka two osios, right? Why should that be the shear? So if you think that the inyan of kosev is to convey meaning, and the smallest unit of meaning is two letters, because at least in Lashon HaKodesh, there's no one-letter words. So that could be the reason for the shear. Yet, if you said that, then maybe you'd think the shear is a word. You have to at least write a word. And we hold that you're chayav, even if you don't write a word. So you have to say, but could be a word, so that's why it's the shear. That's what l'chora one option is. So why is the shear two osios? Because it could be a word. And the gather of the malacha is conveying meaning. Now, if you look at Rashi and Ayin Hamid Beis, we already mentioned it, he sounds like maybe says that the shear is two osios because that was the Mishkan. Sometimes we learn shirim from the Mishkan, especially when we're talking about something that really shouldn't be chayev, because it's a very shvach, there's not chashivos in terms of what you did. So then if it's doma to the Mishkan, you're chayev, like the Gemara actually says at the beginning of Perek Abona, right? Abona kol shir chayev. And the Gemara tries to figure out where they had bona kol shir in the Mishkan. So Tosa says, well, why do you need Mishkan? We never require Mishkan for the shir. But the answer is that since there's no chashivas to a binyan kol shir, you're only going to be chayev if that's what they did in Mishkan. So maybe that's what Rashi's saying. Rashi's saying that there's no chashivas in two letters that don't make up a word. But since in the Mishkan they use two letters that don't make up a word, then you're chayev. So again, so far we have two possibilities what the source of the shir of two letters is. Either because it's the smallest unit of meaning, or because kachayu b'mishkan. I think in one of the Achronim they say it's like halacha moshe Sinai, like other shiurim, like the Gemara says in Sukkah daf hey, though it's a little strange because l'chora you don't need that for Shabbos. So anyway. So some nafkamina would be like this. What about one letter? Would that be a chatzi shir or not? Right? If you hold, let's say that the source for two letters is because of the Mishkan, or maybe halacha moshe Sinai, so then I'll say one letter is a chatzi shir. And that's actually the view of the bir halacha, simen shin mem sif aleph dibur maschil al shtei saros. But if you say that the pshat in two letters is because it's the smallest unit of meaning, so maybe one letter isn't a chatzi shir, because it's a chatzi melach, it's nothing. A word is the shir, a half a word is zero. Now it's not pashat, because l'maisa, if you assume you're chai for two letters that aren't a word, so then maybe you wouldn't say that. I saw in Rav Victor Nemtzel's Mishnah Berurah, he says, first he actually says this is a nafkamina between those two pshatim, and then he says, no, maybe everybody would be chai for a different reason, because it's chazilitz darufe. And that really gets into another very interesting question about chazilitz darufe. Is chazilitz darufe a siba or a simen? In other words, if you say it's a very interesting nafkamina. Another nafkamina that might be in these two pshatim is if you wrote... I think Rav Victor also has that nafkamina. If you wrote a single letter that happens to be a word, like in English, we assume that you're chayv if you write in English. So what if I write an A or an I? So if you hold that the shir is derived from the Mishkan, then certainly it'd be pater. If you hold that the reason for two letters is because that's the smallest unit of meaning, then maybe you should be chayv. Now that actually brings up another issue, which is the machlokas by nutrikun, right? The Mishnah on Kuf Dalet on the base is a machlokas between Rabbi Yeshua ben Beseira, who says you're chayv on nutrikun. What's nutrikun? So most Rishonim say that means, let's say you wrote an aleph with a chukchuk on it, right? So Rabbi Yeshua ben Beseira says, since that has meaning, it's symbolic of a whole word. so then you're chayev. And the Chachamim say you're pater, right? If you look at the old Rambams, it doesn't have a chirpchik on top of the letter. And the Achronim assume it's against Rashi. But if you look at the Frankel Rambams, he also assumes that you have a chirpchik on the letter. So maybe one way to understand this machlokas is exactly what we were saying before. In other words, according to Rabbi Shua ben Beseira, the shir is a word. So Natrikun is a word. And according to Rabbanan, the shir is two letters. And therefore, your pater, even if you write one letter that happens to be a word, right? So then A or I would be a nafkamina between Rabbi Shua ben Beseira and the Chachamim.
Even Natrikun isn't really a word. It's symbolic of
a word. It's just a letter that...
It represents a word. It's not a word. I is a word.
It's Kavachomer. Kavachomer, then. You're saying maybe I is Chayiv even according to Chachamim.
Yeah.
Maybe. You could say that. That's a possibility. And the truth is, you could also go the other direction. You could say maybe even according to Rabbi Shulam and Maseri, you're Pater. Maybe according to Rabbi Shulam and Maseri, you're only Chayiv when you write a Aleph with a Chupchik. So you've written at least two things, two characters. Right? The Rambam and Rashi both say, that's Bichayev Kuntra Bishuv and Levi. It's not enough to write a letter. You need to write a letter plus a chukchik. Now, then the question is, do you need the chukchik because otherwise people won't know it's an atrikun? But of course, if it was a single word without the chukchik, you'd be Bichayev Kuntra Bishuv and Seira. Or no, maybe that even Bishuv and Seira holds you need two things, not just one letter. So yeah, you could clarify about it. Now, what would be, this is only the last point, what would be if you wrote Aleph, 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 Chukchik, Aleph, like E-F-Shar, according to Chachamim, right? Aleph, Aleph to mean E-F-Shar. What would the din be? According to Chachamim. So this is a machlokas l'chayra between the Ritva on Kuf Gimel on the base and Tosis on Kuf Gimel on the base. It's Tosis Dimasil Begalturi. Tosfos writes that even base or gimel osios denutriken is pater, according to Chachamim. The Ritva says you're chayev, right? So what's the pshat in Tosfos? Why are you pater if you write aleph, aleph, aleph? FBI, I don't know, right? Why are you pater? So the truth is, maybe FBI isn't a nafkamina. The Panim Iro says that aleph, that he's only paters you when it's the same letters. Similar to what we said for the Rambam. But you see that the Chachamim, it's not the pshat that the Machayev for the Chachamim is osios, right? According to Chachamim, the pshat is a word. And therefore, if you have Nutrikun, even if you have many letters, it's not just a machlokas about one letter, it's a machlokas about three letters, then you're pater, right? So now, well, just one, there's more to say, but I want to start with the next point next time. What about Higia Osachas, right? The Gemara says, Higia Osachas, you're Chayev. The Mishnah says two osios. Rosheisha says we're talking about not lo legago shalches, also shnei zainin, so it is two letters. And Rava says, even if you turn the dalet into a resh. So what do you see from there? You see that the shir is basically lav davka, two letters. If you have one letter that's chashuv, you're chayev, right? Likewise, if the sefer is missing one letter, according to Rashi, it's davka sifrei tanach that are missing one letter. According to the Rambam, it sounds like even a secular book, and it's missing one letter, and you write one letter, you're chayev. In other words, the shir isn't really two letters. It's chashivos. Two letters happens to be chashiv usually. One letter is not chashiv. Lu yitzur, you have a case where one letter is chashiv. It's like a birya, right? You're chayev, even though it's otherwise would be pachus mikashir. So what do you see from there? And the Bir Halacha says also by mochek, right? It's very interesting. Let's say you erased one letter from a book. There's one error. So you erased it to replace it. You're chayev mishum mochek, even though it's one letter. So we see from there that l'chora, again, the more you say that we're going to learn it out from the Mishkan, the more difficult it is to understand this. Because in the Mishkan, it was one, again, you could say, okay, Mishkan was two letters. We learned two letters there. Was chashuv, but the Pashtus is, it's much easier to understand. The Mechayev for a single letter, if you see it more in terms of words and meaning and the like. Okay. Sorry to be speak in such Rashi Prakim at the end. And sorry for going overboard. I want to wish you all a wonderful Shabbos. And Be'ezras Hashem, we will pick up on Sunday in Melaches Kosev. Much, much more to do.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you. Good Shabbos, everyone.
Shabbos, thank you.